In local news, the project to restore State Highway 23 is nearing the finish line, says Waka Kotahi. The contractor is currently putting the finishing touches on a geosynthetic reinforced retaining wall, which has concrete piles drilled 12 metres deep into the hillside to support it. The next stages are resurfacing the road and installing guardrails, and then finally lane markings. It's all weather dependent, but if things go well, the road will be back to normal by mid-May, and it will be like the slip never happened. A farming company has been fined $78,000 for unlawful discharges of dairy effluent into streams at their tomato farm. Te Koronui Farms Limited was sentenced last week for offending against the Resource Management Act and has received a court order to install infrastructure to manage their effluent appropriately. And the case arose as a result of a proactive inspection of the farm by the regional council. Judge Dickey determined the farm company was highly careless in its approach to effluent management of the farm, and the council's regional compliance manager, Patrick Lynch, said effluent management rules have been in place in this region for a quarter of a century. There is simply no excuse. And in local sport, the Raglan Roosters football team didn't get off to the start they were looking for on Sunday's first game of the Waikato Sunday League season. The reigning champions lost 6-2 to Marist, with Māori getting both the goals for Raglan. And that is the Raglan news for Wednesday, 19th of April, 2023.